Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive. And it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with one of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So let's dive right in. I am thrilled to not only introduce Margaret Bosworth, Director of Fraud, Identity, and Compliance Solutions at the Auto Insurance and Telco Vertical with Equifax, but present you with the first of an incredible two-part series that Cox Automotive is partnering with Equifax on. And so Margaret and I are covering a hot topic, and there's an incredible amount of new information around consumer identity, fraud, technology protections, internal safeguards, compliance, and so on. So much that we didn't want you to miss a single thing. So Margaret, welcome to For the Road Forward.
Thank you so much, Jade. I'm thrilled to be here, and Equifax is just so happy to have the opportunity to continue to partner with Cox, and in particular on this exact topic and this area that affects all of our customers. And it's something that I know personally I'm extremely passionate about. So anytime I have a chance to talk more with end users of solutions and tools to help with financial crime prevention, I am thrilled for the chance.
Well, you bet. So, Margaret, fraud is a familiar word to all of us, unfortunately. And, you know, it brings with it the general idea of trying to stop bad actors from victimizing people and businesses. But what exactly is fraud, and how can we work to fight against it in the automotive industry while still continuing to operate with confidence as businesses and consumers?
Yeah, Jade, that's such a great question. And I love the framing around how we have to think about it, not only as do we really understand what this topic is and what we're talking about, but how do we address it, and keeping in mind the different aspects of business friction, customer experience, along with loss mitigation and general financial crime risk that we're trying to marry. It's a complicated issue, and it's something that really requires us to combine technology, data, and different solutions, as well as, again, remembering what we're trying to achieve for our customers. So I think that it's a really great topic, and I'd love to get into more of the details around what exactly are the different kinds of fraud that we experience, and in particular, how they affect the automotive industry. And even more specifically, I think on the dealer side, it's critical that we keep in mind that often, you know, dealerships, ownership groups, leadership teams in the automotive industry, they're often playing an important and high visibility role in the community. So they have somewhat of an outsized role in the, you know, goal to limit criminal activity and also obviously to keep it out of their business. So I'm excited to talk about that and maybe get into some of the specifics around different types of fraud, first party versus third party fraud, that I think it can be helpful for everybody who's involved in using tools and data. If they understand those things more deeply, I find that their adoption is greater of using the tools.
Yeah, agreed. Fraud is such a widely used term these days. And so I think for the sake of our listeners and viewers, we do need to really drill down and know the terms that impact auto dealers. So can you share a few of those, as well as how you believe that education can help fight financial fraud and crime?
Absolutely. So I like to start at kind of the highest two pillar level. When we talk about fraud, we often will categorize it into two buckets, first party fraud and third party fraud. So first party fraud, this is when an identity that is in fact the person who is interacting, it is actually their identity. So I am Margaret Bosworth, right? And I am now going to do something, misrepresent some sort of information in an effort to achieve something in a nefarious way. These are sort of at the highest level, that's first party fraud. And there's different types of it. We'll talk a little bit about one in particular that I think is a big impact on the automotive dealership community, and that's credit washing. But staying again at that high level, the other pillar is really what we term third party fraud. So third party fraud is when I'm using some other identity that is not mine. It could be a stolen identity. It could be an identity that has been created using fictitious information. This is at the highest level, third party fraud. And probably the one that is most familiar to this space and to what our what the industry has to deal with is synthetic ID. So I'll talk a little bit more about that one as well. I'm going to pivot back quickly to the credit washing first, though. So credit washing is, I like to give a really simple example that most people can be extremely familiar with. So imagine that someone has used a card, and it's, again, this is still my identity, but I've used a credit card, for example, to buy something online, perhaps. And then I later, after purchasing the item, getting the item, I go back and tell the credit card company, oh, that wasn't me. In fact, I didn't make that purchase. Something must have happened. My card must have been compromised in some way, when in fact I did make the purchase. What ends up happening in that kind of a situation is ultimately the merchant is left with the loss. It's very difficult to really mitigate those kinds of risks for the card company, as there's pretty limited evidence as to what happened to the card. So that's an example that doesn't necessarily is not perfectly aligned to the automotive industry, but it's one that most people are familiar with. Now, when we apply that to credit washing, that can be part of a challenge in auto, you're really looking more at someone who's done something similar, but they've tried to remove trade lines from their actual credit report. And this can be achieved through various nefarious ways, documents that have been doctored or completely made up to actually have lines removed. And then ultimately, what the dealer and then therefore perhaps lender in the long run could be underwriting something with information that's not accurate about that consumer. So again, various types of way of looking at first party fraud.
So much to think about. So let's talk about trends and predictions. You know, Cox has seen so many trends when it comes to fraud over the last handful of years, and we identify and use, you know, real-time data to detect suspicious activity like bot behavior. And I don't want to get too in the weeds today because I know that we're going to dig deeper in the second part of this series, but there are amazing systems and tools that we use to identify things like fraudulent and non-human activity and nefarious activity happening across our sites. So something as simple as, like, when somebody goes on to our private seller exchange platform, PSX, and they're entering a listing for a car, we actually have technology, this blows my mind, but that tells us, like, the spatial positioning of the phone or device that they're using while that information is being entered, so that we can see if the phone, is it lying flat on its face? You know, is all of this information actually being entered by a human, or is there some kind of program running that's manipulating the system so that that's part of the value that having the right partners bring? So Margaret, I want to ask you, like, what are some of those trends that you see? And then when it comes to fraud, where should we be thinking as an industry about the areas that the fraudsters are going to try to exploit next?
Sure. No, those and great examples of ways that I think we're seeing, you know, what I view as there's upsides and downsides to technology, but there's a tremendous amount of really positive things that are happening that allow our customer journey to evolve, as well as for us to prevent fraudulent and nefarious behaviors. So some of the trends that I think we're seeing is continuation of risk around synthetic IDs, those completely fake identities. Typically what's happening in those situations is you've got an individual where they will go out and actually, unfortunately, they're very frequently, they'll leverage the identity of a child. They'll use like an SSN of a child, for example, that's never been introduced into the ecosystem of the general financial markets, the bureau data, for example. And they'll pair that with different kinds of fake information. And ultimately, through various techniques, complicated techniques, they will actually develop what appears to be legitimate credit for that individual. And in fact, it's a completely fake identity, stolen information. So from a prediction perspective, you know, I see that continuing. I see more and more of those kinds of problems, you know, not going away. However, the flip side being that I think that as we continue to evolve in our customer journey and the way that customers are engaging with more and more usage of technology, we have greater opportunity to use a combination of more complex tools, data to identify the signals that show us that something is risky, and then to route that customer journey down the appropriate path, which will require more due diligence. So I think some of the really great trends that will emerge as a result of some of that is, you know, today we have a lot of subjectivity that often can be left in the hands of an employee that has to decide, like, based on this information, where do I take the next step here? And more and more technology involved in the customer journey will actually help, I think, enable a smooth process that ultimately should have, you know, not a negative impact on customer journey, but a positive one, as well as a chance for us to catch more and more of these criminals.
Yeah, I love what you shared there. And I think that is well said. Early detection is key. And the more technology driven that can be, the better. But as a follow up, I also want to ask, based on those emerging trends, what do you believe that automotive businesses should be preparing for? And how is Equifax evolving to stay ahead of those threats?
Yeah, I think that partnership with the various parties in the ecosystem are critical. Conversations like this of having individual companies like Equifax partnering with Cox Automotive, also leveraging the other parties that are involved in the transaction, everyone coming together to leverage technology as smoothly as we can, and then all of us benefit from the output, is really going to help us to achieve better outcomes. I definitely think Equifax is highly focused on working to hear from our customers in the marketplace and in a practical manner how the tools and solutions are working and how they are addressing the challenges that our customers are facing, and then trying to build that back into our roadmaps, that feedback, and ensure that we're bringing best-in-class solutions that are going to be, again, highly practical and tactically useful to our customers, but also taking advantage of the vast amounts of data that we can, in a real-time way, combine to ultimately get to the right answers as quickly as we can and with as little customer friction as we can.
Yeah, and I think it's so interesting. As much of our business in the automotive space is technology driven today, but we know that it is still very much a people business, and it's going to remain that way, which is one of the reasons why automotive is such a ripe target for bad actors. Absolutely. And, you know, I have said to a lot of dealers over the last couple of years, as this has become top of mind, not just from a compliance and risk perspective, but this can really be a core differentiator for dealerships that go talk about this the right way with their consumers and overemphasize, because as you said, like, there could be some friction introduced into the consumer journey to really do this the right way. But I think when we educate consumers and they understand the protections that are there to help them, as well as carrying that through to dealership staff, because I have said to a lot of our clients of late, and we know, you know, some of the rocky things that the industry experienced, you know, middle and late last year, big scale fraudulent activities that impacted so many, whether they were part of the root cause or not. But I think being aware in this space is cultural for an organization, you know, making it top of mind to everybody in your organization that touches consumer data, consumer information, consumer interactions. So anything that you would want to add as a final takeaway related to getting your people in the mindset that it takes to adopt all of the right tools and practices to make this real in the real world?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have kind of a little anecdote that I'll share with you, Jay, that I think, you know, helps kind of frame and tell the story. So I've spent my whole career at Equifax, 18 years that I've been here, focused on financial crime prevention tools and solutions and promoting their usage and education of them. And, you know, I have two children, and they'll kind of, obviously they have a sense of what I do for work, but I'd asked them a number of years ago, they're a little bit older now, but when they were little, what does mom do? Like, what do you think I do at work? And I have a feisty 10-year-old daughter who was like, yell at people on the phone. I'm like, no, that is not my job. But my son, who was 7 at the time, I remember he kind of thought about it and said to me, I think you set data traps for bad guys. And I said, that is what I do. And it's got to be the best summary of it that I've ever heard. And I love to share that anecdote because for anybody who gets the framing around what it is that you're actually doing and how it impacts the broader community, and impacts the entire business process that you're involved with, I find people are more diligent about utilizing the information and utilizing the tools when they're educated in those ways. And I think it's very much a cultural thing that leadership within an organization can really help drive. And the benefits are just there for everybody. So I love that we're doing this, and I hope to find more ways to give very specific and tactical examples, perhaps, going forward to give end users a real clear vision of like why they're doing something and then what exactly they should do when they come across something that doesn't seem right.
Yes. And a lot of times you got to go with your gut in this space. That's a real thing too, that I know we'll talk about in the next episode. So Margaret, I want to thank you for joining me today on this first of our two-part series. And I'm looking forward to recording with you again next month. And I'm sure our viewers and listeners are as well, where we're going to focus on those real world, tangible best practices for dealers and their employees. And spoiler alert, but I know we'll cover a set of tools available from Equifax via DealerTrack to support efforts to combat fraud and how to use them to your advantage, a big advantage for dealers in today's environment. So, Margaret, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that wraps it up. And so a big thank you to our subscribers and followers for watching or listening to this episode of For the Road Forward. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/For the Road Forward, where you can sign up to be one of the first to hear when a new episode is released each month, as well as be surprised with subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. And it's two-part episodes like this that should encourage you to sign up right now. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, and glad that you joined us for this episode for unjaded discussions aimed at helping you navigate what matters most. Be sure to tune in next month as we'll continue the open conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they are currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in automotive. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.